Hello everyone and welcome. I'm Richard from the Veg Grower Podcast and this is episode 121, titled Dealing with a Heat Wave. And today is the 19th of June 2017. So coming up today, I have the usual diary, chatting about what's been happening on the plots, and then I just want to talk a little about dealing with this heat wave that come over the last few days. I'm sure I'm not the only one who's found it hot. We're up in the low 30 degrees C's, which in some parts of the country, of the world, is still considered quite cool, to be fair. But I think for us in the UK, it's quite hot and it's a horrible sticky hotness. And I guess as we're not climatised, we just don't like it. But we Brits, we like moaning about the weather no matter what. But anyway, before that, let's discuss the diary. So during this week, I've made a nightly visit, or almost every night anyway, down to the allotment to water and do a bit of weeding. Although, to be fair, it's been mostly watering. I also staked the apple tree that had blown over in the wind, and that is now supported and growing, seems quite happy. Keep the support there over the summer, certainly into the winter, and we'll see what happens. I also noticed that birds have been eating a few of my cherries. I meant to net the cherry tree, but I couldn't quite figure out how to do it without damaging the crop and what have you. So instead, I placed a strip of bird scare tape up, and that seems to have done to the job. At home, it's been pretty much the same thing in the evenings, letting the hens out and watering. Thankfully, with the hens out, they're out at the moment. I'm looking at them. They're doing the weeding for me, really, in the vegetable patch. So Saturday, I spent the day in the garden. It was a very, very hot day, and both me and my wife were out there. I've burnt my shoulders. However, I managed to weed the borders that aren't really in the veg patch. Trim back a lot of the overgrown items around and things, which made life a bit tidier and looking a bit. While I was doing this, I let the chickens out in the veg patch and they were out for the whole day because I was in the garden all day, really. And they were doing what they do, pecking, digging up the weeds, etc, etc. Really, I didn't actually need to do much in the vegetable patch because it's all... I planted out a few plants in places I had spaces. I've also put like a pumpkin in a pot, in a large pot, on top of a water butt, just trying to make use of a bit more space. Then I've managed to move a lot of my extra plants over to the corner with all my little sort of nursery area is. And that's just kept them, all my little plants in one place, which is watering hell of a lot quicker and easier. I did notice that the framboy was wilting a bit in the sun, but I gave it a good drink and that seemed to sort that back out. Sunday I went down the allotment and I started with a really good strim around everywhere. I'm trying to keep on top of that every week, so on. After doing this, I lit my new smoker barbecue. Now I've attached a picture of this. I got that going and I wanted to cook and smoke some chicken breast while I worked. Just kind of experimenting with smoking. I like the idea of smoking food, so I thought I'll give it a try and add a few decent flavours to things. While that was cooking, I then carried out a bit more weeding, which is a constant thing at the moment. And then I harvested all my early purple white garlic. And I have to admit, I was really impressed with the size of them. I got some really good, decent, large bulbs. Some were... I couldn't fit my hand around them. They were... I'd probably fit my hands two-thirds of the way around the biggest ones. Some were your average supermarket size. They're the smallest ones. But overall, that was pretty decent. What really pleased me about this was that I used saved seed from last year. And I just saved the largest bulb and planted those out. And I'm going to be doing the same again. The smaller bulbs I placed in a smoker for a couple of hours just to smoke and get a bit of a smoky flavour into the garlic, just to make a bit of a difference, I guess. After that, I then went and harvested lots of strawberries, a few cherries, a few raspberries, and a few gooseberries. Obviously, to get the cherries, the bird scare tape had worked. Although I didn't get as many as I hoped, purely due to not netting. But that's a lesson learned for next year, and I'll come up with some sort of frame on that that I can just place up. Stop birds getting to them, really. Now again, Sunday was another really hot day and I was really finding it hard to find motivation to get on and crack on and do a lot of work. However, I did make sure I was drinking lots of water. I took down a big 20 gallons of water for drinking and washing and things, so I made sure I was drinking that all day long. At home, I've also been harvesting a few tabaries. However, the hens have learned to peck at these. It's quite funny, actually. I see them jump into, because these are in a pot, they jump into the pot and they sit in them. I'll try getting a photo, but I've not had much luck. So really, that is the diary up to date. Things are really progressing at the moment. I'm really happy with how things are. And if it continues this way, I really hope it... So let's get on with today's subject, and that is how I'm doing, how I felt with previous heat waves. Now for me, I dread summer. I've said before, my day job is repairing fridges, so when summer comes, I get very busy, both at work and on the plots. So really, I try and minimise my warps. Mulches really have helped me a lot here in the past, and if we take my allotments, the different work plot and that isn't mulched, and the older plot that has a deep mulch, it's really quite staggering. And I've really noticed this on the kales. Now, these kales were all sown at the same time, grown in the same way, but when they were planted, I'd done a few on the newer side and a few on the older side. And the ones on the older side and the heavy mulch is doing significantly better than the rest. Now, I cool these mulch as I throw quite a deep layer of well-rotted manure onto the soil and grow into this. However, in the past, after mowing, and just place this around the base of the soil, and this has really worked well for me. I've also tried straw, and that really has worked well. And what it's doing is conserving the moisture into the soil by shading the base. Now, a few podcasts ago, I did speak about conserving water, and this week has been the reason really why. Watering, I try and water in the evening. I'm not a morning person. And the general advice is to water in the morning or evening. And I certainly think that makes a lot of sense. And in fact, watering plants during the day can, water on the leaves could magnify the sun and burn. However, if a plant is looking like it's wilting during the day, then it needs watering right away, as it may save the plant and therefore save food. And this happened with the framberry I spoke about in the diary. So with that, I took a can of water and watered straight into the soil, and that seemed to help it cope. And then in the evening, I watered it as normal. And that seems okay now. I'm still figuring out a way to make a proper system while using water butts. My soaker hoses do work to a point, but I'm sure there's still a better way. And this would really save me a lot of effort, as it would ensure all plants are watered daily. And in this heat, they need watering daily. Cool weather crops such as lettuce and spinach like to be cool, and I move them into the shade. Or in the past, I've set up shade cloth just to shade them out a little. This really, really does help. Shade cloth is often used in greenhouses too, where it can get a little hot for some plants. However, for me, my couple of years of growing in, all I've needed to do is open a window to get a bit of ventilation. But I judge that by regular checks looking at my plants and active, they look a little tough. Now, shade cloth can be bought from decent garden centres, or I've seen improvised items such as old neck curtains, bed sheets, which are all thrown over sort of cane structures or similar and then attached using something like bulldog clips. Drying winds can also be a problem, and this was a big problem on my old allotment in Brighton, where we found the winds would just dry the soil out in the summer. We found that adding windbreaks helped a lot, so all round the fencing that engulfed, we added some wind protection curtains. Sort of stuff they have on scaffold towers, which is actually a cheap option. And these windbreaks really helped a lot, and this was just draped over the fences. It not only helped with the drying winds, but also the damaging winds, the strong winds in the winter. I haven't done this on my current allotment, but it's something I'm kind of looking at and thinking about. And the idea of a windbreak is to filter the wind, not stop it completely like a wall would do, as that would get blown over too often and creates like a wind tunnel on the other side almost. That being said, the Victorian stone walls were quite effective at creating microclimates. So with the right planning, I guess it could work. Now, that is really the five key points we are trying to be able to create edible gardening in a heatwave. I'll just run through quickly the 5 points. That's shade the plants from sun so they continue to grow. Protect plants from dry and heat and wind. Ensure the best parts of the plant which we eat stays firm, not limp and bitter. And protect the beneficial soil microorganisms from heat and UV. And keep soil moisture to maintain structure. Now for this, I've added a couple of links to a couple of sites, just to add a bit more reading for you guys. But there's one important thing that I should add to this, and that is me working in the garden. Now, I've said in previous years that I, when it's been hot and I've worked out in the gardens and stuff, So I've made sure I'm slapping on sunscreen, keep the sunburn down, and on the site and the stuff. I'm trying to wear shorts and t-shirts a bit loosely so I'm not overheating. I don't really like to wear hats. I find I get too hot in them, so I don't really wear that, but it is another option. And I also drink plenty of water. Now, in the past, I have suffered from heat stroke from the allotment. It is not pleasant. It is not nice. Thankfully, I've never got it severely, but you will not. It is not nice. So follow those few little tips that I've just said. Protect yourself. And one more, actually quite important, and I've done this on Sunday actually, but try not to work in the heat of the day. Try starting early in the evening when it's a bit cooler. Now, I said I'm not a morning person, but if I can get down the allotment for 6-7, I can do that sometimes, but it is a struggle. But in this sun, it does make a difference. After a couple of hours in the cooler weather, it is a lot nicer than working in the hot weather. But anyway, what about you out there? What do you find and what tips have you got? I'd love to hear from you all about that. So I'm going to wrap up for now. I want to go water my garden now and get a lot of editing done, actually. Don't forget to please visit my blog. That's theveggrowpodcast.co.uk, where you can find previous podcasts, etc., etc. And also the current photo competition currently being run in the forums. Please check it out. There's a few photos up at the moment that people listening have submitted. Some really good photos, but there's still a chance for you all to win as well. All I need is more photos submitted and more people commenting on them. So please take care and I'll speak to you again next time.